Good evening, I'm Andy, welcome to the show. This week, live from the Genting Arena. It's actually a bit embarrassing, I can't actually find the right door. Game starts in half an hour as well. This is a netball show with Viper 10.
Once you start winning, you kind of want to keep doing it as much as you can.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
Chris Kett here from Benacross Maverick. We are announcing Frankie Wells and Alice Travis.
Jade is a massive name to get her. Just absolutely incredible.
It's absolutely freezing. Excuse me, do you know where the media entrance is? So we've already won the series 2-0 after that win on Sunday. As I try and find a way in for tonight's game against Malawi, let's hear from Natalie, who spoke to Kadeen at the weekend after she was celebrating her 50th cap.
How do you feel about your journey with the England team? Do you think you're at a good place now? You've hit 50 caps, like, there's still loads more to come.
There is so much more to come. I'm only 25, but like, you know, every day as it comes, every training session, every game, just put my 100% into it, and what happens at the end of it, what happens. But I am gunning for my 100, so I am going for more.
Okay. How long is that going to take when we get into 100?
Oh God, who knows?
A couple of years, okay, well, yeah. We want more balloons and we want more videos, basically.
Yeah.
So how was that for you? That was a very fun game to watch. Did it feel good?
It was very feisty.
Yeah.
It was very much everyone wanted that ball tonight. Everyone wanted to win, and you can definitely see it on the court. It felt like a bloodbath at one stage, but you know, we pulled through. And we were really strong at the end, and as long as we can do that throughout the game, we'll head to the right direction.
Yeah. You guys really kept your composure. Is it hard to do that when Malawi are putting such long balls in, they're playing with such flair? Is it hard to kind of keep calm?
Sometimes it does, but you know, we have to stick to the game plan, and as long as we stick to that, everything else is just, it's a process, and we just look at the process and keep moving forward.
It was nice to see some different combos on court today. What did you think about that? How do you think it gelled as a team?
You know, we've been working so hard on these different combos, and I absolutely love any combo I'm in, so everyone brings something different, everyone's so unique, and I just love the fact that everyone brings in a different type of game, and just helps with you and then actually just having fun with it.
Yeah. So for you, who kind of really stood out on court today? Who was like someone you were really impressed with?
You know, Jodie came out really strong. I thought her interceptions tonight was awesome. She came at the right times, and her timing was awesome. Overall, I thought, you know, the defensive structure, we definitely worked on that really hard yesterday, and you can definitely see that we were slowing the ball down a little bit more, but it's now what happens next. So, you know, everyone put their 100% out, no matter what combination, it was great.
And how was it playing in front of a home crowd? Obviously, London girl, was it nice to be here? Were you feeding off that?
I love being in London. I love it, because, you know, I'm not too far from home and all my family and friends can come, so... And, you know, it's a special day, so I'm absolutely happy, and I'm happy we got the win.
Natalie also spoke to a delighted Captain Amra as well.
Very, very happy. I was a little bit concerned after the Lots game and how we got a good start, but they came back. And then in the Lots quarter, I kind of felt the same, like, oh my God, what are we doing? But very happy that we won.
Okay, great. So they got kind of close in the third quarter. What do you think happened there?
Yeah, I just think the same thing happened in the Lots game. We're just very wasteful sometimes with our possession. So trying to force balls that aren't on. I think when we're in the lead, we need to remember that we're in the lead and actually just play controlled net ball and work the ball round. They obviously knew that they had to come back out, so they actually started to go for a lot more ball. So at the end, they sort of went for people's bodies. They ended up going for people's bodies, but that was because they knew they had to win the ball. So when that happened, when they're like that, we need to sort of fake the ball and then just give it to someone else, and we didn't really always do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's 2-0, that means the series is yours. How important is that for you?
It's massive. I think... I guess obviously if it was 1-1 going into the Lots game, it would be, there'd be a lot more pressure. I think we do want to win 3-0 though, so, and I don't think Malawi are going to want to go home with the score as 3-0. So I think they'll still come out hard, but it does give you just like a, oh phew, that's that, and then we can still try and work on things that we need to work on and hopefully get some more people on court.
Yeah,
that was one of our goals, to try and get people exposed.
Okay, and what are you thinking about the combinations on court today? What was working, what was good to you?
I think lots of combinations work, so I think in the first Hurts game, we were very individual and sort of played in isolation, whereas today there was a lot of emphasis on let's try and work as a team, work together. Defensively, I think, as a team, we actually combined really well, and whoever turned the ball over, it was based on lots of work from everybody, not just that one person.
Yeah. And so how do you think the team are doing going into next year, looking forward to the World Cup? What do you think you're taking away from this series?
I think it's all about, the main thing is about confidence. You can't just suddenly get to Commonwealth Games and think, oh, we couldn't win. It's about building and progressing, and there's quite a few of our team away at the moment. And so the team that's here is still a good, strong team, and I think just the confidence with the people who are here to know, actually, it doesn't matter who we put out there, we can still perform and win. That's really important.
Yeah. And so as captain, who shone for you from the team? Who was a real standout player for you?
I definitely think it was a team effort. Kadeem played really well again, like she did in the first game. Jodie, who got player of the match, she was really good. I think Jade at centre was really controlled and actually just helped us control the pace of the game. She's kind of known for that. She's like a stalwart of, she knows, you know what you're going to get. So she controlled it really well. But there was individual brilliance from everyone on court. And I think just as a team performance, it was massive.
Yeah, it really was. I really enjoy the way Malawi play as well. I think they've got quite a flairy team.
Yeah.
Is that enjoyable for you guys?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like sometimes I'm like, oh my God, it's really good. Yeah. I think the centre got an interception, their centre, like in our attack, like near where our shooters shoot, and I actually was like, oh my God, that's a really good centre, and clap, because it's kind of, you want to celebrate good netball, and actually it was so skillful, she kind of cheated around the circle edge, got an interception and boxed it to a teammate, and actually that's really good. So it's nice to see their flair. Obviously I want to win, but when you see good netball and athleticism, it's really good. So actually I think to cheer that is okay.
Is it quite hard to kind of rein it in when you see them doing all their long balls and their tricks? Do you kind of want to do the same? Do you have to like remind yourself to calm down a little bit?
I think towards in the last quarter we kind of got really excitable and were rushing through, like passing, and I'm like screaming at the top of my lungs, like, it's okay, just calm down, because we don't need to do that. Like, we have flairy people, and we do sometimes play with flair, but there's a time and a place, and at that stage, because they were coming back at us, we needed to be controlled. So it's just knowing when you can do it and when you can't. But even like the Kumwenza, the goal shooter, she did some good things, and I was like, oh damn it. So like when it's against me, I'm like, oh yeah, that's me, sorry.
I don't know why Andy is nowhere to be seen, so while he tries to find his way in, let's listen to Zara, who spoke to Jodie Gibson, who was player of the match at the weekend.
Jodie, fantastic play today, and well done with the win. Yeah. You won the series.
Yeah, really exciting time. We went away and really looked at the video and really looked at the game on Friday and really come, and we looked how we needed to do and really went away and implemented that. So yeah, really, really happy with the win and really happy with coming away and playing the match as well.
And Malawi, they've been difficult, they're a challenge. Did you have a game plan coming in against Malawi, physical team?
Yeah, definitely. I think especially, so we had 24 hours between the both games, so I think we really went away, really looked at the video. Credit to the coaches, credit to the PA, and credit to the players as well. We really worked together to really look at how we can really shut Malawi down, especially that shooting partnership and the attacking partnership. So today I really think we did that, and defensively across the team I think it was such an improvement from Friday, and that's the reason why I was able to turn over more balls. So yeah, really credit to the staff and the team as well.
I can see the England Roses warming up now, looking like a solid squad, very determined to get the third victory against the Malawi Queens, who are also warming up, looking strong, and very excited to see the flamboyant style of play that they have live here at the Genting Arena. And Zara also spoke to Jade Clark on what the early victories in the series meant.
Feels brilliant, in front of the home crowd as well, and all the crowd are going mad and everyone was screaming, and I just loved the atmosphere. Really good win.
Wednesday, you have won the series, but how important will Wednesday be for you all?
Yeah, really important, just to show that we can finish off the series and finish it well. We want to get different combinations because this is a chance for everyone to show what they can do. So really good, we've got the two wins. Now we really want to push it again and finish on a high.
I think the first thing that stands out for me about wearing Viper 10 kit is just the feel of it. It's so comfortable. Since the brand's come around, I think I've still got the same hoodie from about 5 years ago, and it fits so well. The colour remains, and I think that's one of the most important things, particularly with sportswear brands nowadays. You're wearing them day in, day out. People love living in their active wear, and the fact that this active wear looks good, it feels good, it's just great to wear.
Really getting behind the girls. They're feeding it down. Nat Hazel's weight has the ball in centre court now. Feeds back to Emma and Rosie, who passes to Jade Clark. Oh, she nearly got knocked off, but
It was called a contact, thankfully, and not missed by the umpire. Sasha Corbin now has the ball. She's been to Nat Hayton's weight. A lot of pressure in these final few seconds. 16 seconds to go, 61-60. Can England get this final goal? It is certainly so tight. Sasha Corbin has the ball on the edge. She's looking who to feed it to. Oh, she passes to Jay Clark. And she passes to Rachel Dunn. Oh my gosh, she's under the post. Is she going to get it? Oh, it's another goal! England thinks they may win it just in time. 62-60 is the final score of the three-match test series. Just two goals in it, and England have won.
You're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10, and delighted Tracy Neville tells me her review of that third victory.
Do you know what? I'm so proud of them girls. I think they put out a really gutsy performance. We asked them to play 15 minutes at a time, and that's what they went out and did. And I think it showed real true character of them players. And if you look at World Cups and Commonwealth Games, the last game, you've got to win. And I think they knew that, and they knew how much that meant to the squad and obviously to us as coaches as well.
Was it as tight as you expected it to be? It was really tight in the last few minutes there. I think everyone was on the edge of their seats. So what were you expecting that all
about? I think let's not underestimate the way Malawi come out against us. We got ourselves into that position. Obviously, in the last two games, we started the game really, really well. And we lost a little bit of confidence in that first quarter, which actually put us seven goals chasing. I think that second quarter was crucial, and you talk about a match-winning quarter, and I think that was the most influential quarter that got us back in that game. And then it was a case of holding them out, taking the opportunities, and if you actually look, there weren't that much ball to win out there, but the ball that we did, we were clinical in taking that to attack. And you know, I don't normally quote stats, but you know, a 94% conversion of centre pass to goal from a squad who are rising and developing is just exceptional.
Malawi was so strong tonight. They came out firing. We went down by 8 at the start, which isn't great, but we managed to turn the game around, and we turned over the deficit. So yeah, really happy, and really happy with the performance of the match. Yeah.
Three wins from three. How do you feel about that, and how do you think it's going to help you in matches looking ahead?
Yeah, we put out some really good performances so far. We're on a real momentum. We put out some good performances in the quad series. We won Fast Five, and now we've just won the Malawi series. So yeah, we're on a real momentum, and hopefully we can take that into 2018 as well.
Absolutely, and looking ahead, you've got quad series, Commonwealth Games. Tracy said that you've all given her a headache with selection, so what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, the Rosie squad is so strong, and there's so much talent in there, and competition for places is so like difficult at the moment because there is such a good talent there, which is great for our sport, great for the England Rosie squad. Just got to keep all our fingers crossed and just keep doing what we're doing, and we always have to remember to have fun, because that's most important, I think, as well. Enjoy what we're doing, even though there's selection coming up, and we're still representing the England Roses at the end of the day, so any opportunities we get, we just have to take it.
So right, I love it. And you know, that game, it was so tight. Was there any point where you were like, oh, we might not win this, or were you always confident that, you know, the girls would get together and secure that win?
To be honest, when Malawi came out and like won the first quarter 18-10, I was a bit like, oh no, like we haven't had the best start. But knowing the girls and the type of players we are, we can turn that deficit around, and we did that tonight. And we said we're not going to be able to do that in one quarter. I remember Tanya saying, you're not going to turn the score over in one quarter. So we managed to bring back a few goals each quarter, and we managed to get the win back like just in time at the end. So yeah, it was a tough match, but we stuck together, we stayed connected, and yeah, we got the win, so job done.
Fantastic. The medals clanging around your neck, must be really happy times. So well done, and thank you very much, Nat.
Oh, thank you so much.
Emma, player of the series, how do you feel?
Tired. I'm really pleased to get player of the series. I think I'm actually just really proud of the squad. The first game we had a really good attacking game. The second game we analysed what they were doing and played really well defensively together, and this game I think we were trying to lose so that the crowd would get behind us, and so I'm just proud that we like ground out the win today. It wasn't pretty at times, but I'm just really proud that we actually managed to get on the upper hand on them.
It was certainly thrilling to watch. You definitely got the crowd behind you, which was fantastic. And what do you make of the entire series? Three wins from three. You must be happy with that.
Yeah, I'm really happy about winning all three games. I think it was nice to play Malawi. They're in our group for Commonwealth Games, and we don't always get to play them, and they play a different kind of style. So I think it's key that we play them now, so that when we get to Com Games, we know what works and what doesn't work. Because we had the benefit of three games this time, but actually at Com Games we only have one hit out, so we need to know what we can do straight away.
and slightly different squad that we've seen out on court today. I know some of the girls are in Australia and New Zealand and things like that. But what did you make of the newcomers and the girls who may not have had as much experience?
Yeah, I think it was a key opportunity for other people to step up and be seen. And I think they really stepped up to the plate. Lots of girls who haven't had starts for England or who have only come on as an impact player or haven't really played at all. And they really stepped up. I think we saw Jodie Gibson, for example, Eleanor Cardwell, literally Nat Haythornthwaite, who got player of the game today. Lots of girls who you wouldn't necessarily say, oh, they're household names for England, but actually they're starting to become that way. So it's really good and it bodes well for England in the future and makes Tracy's job really hard for Commonwealth Games selection.
She did say that. She said that you were all giving her a headache, which is obviously fantastic news. And looking ahead to the Quad Series Commonwealth Games, what are your thoughts on that? What are you going to take away from this series for that?
Yeah, I think from this series and also from the Quad Series we've just played, just trying to start where we left off, because I think in previous years we kind of do well towards the end of a series and then the next series we kind of go backwards and start again. So I think just pushing forwards, and if we can actually do that, learn from what we've done in this series, learn from the Quad Series and start where we left off, I think it will bode well going forwards for Quad Series and also for Commonwealth Games.
What are you going to do now? I reckon you're going to need a long sleep.
Massively. I think I need food. I'm getting cramp in my calves, so probably some salts and drink. I've got a hectic 2 days. We've got debrief now. Probably won't get home until 1 a.m. But tomorrow, just a lie-in.
Life of player of the series, international athlete Emma Gwazi. Thank you very much.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening to a very special edition of The Netball Show with Viper 10 here at the Genting Arena, where the England Roses secured a whitewash victory over the Malawi Queens.
Oh, it's another goal! England thinks they may win it just in time! 62-60 is the final score of the three-match test series. Just two goals in it and England have won.
Once you start winning, you kind of want to keep doing it as much as you can.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's Kat here from Benacross Maverick. We are announcing Frankie Wells and Alice Travis.
Jade is a massive name to get her. Just absolutely incredible.